glad that several parishioners and other friends could join us this evening as well. Today we celebrate the feast of a great American saint. Not American in the sense of having been born here, but American in the sense of having come here to spend himself in the service of God's people in this very diverse land, and dying here as a great bishop in the order of sanctity. St. John Neumann began as a priest missionary from Bohemia, which is now the Czech Republic, to serve the immigrant populations in the area of New York, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. To hear the confessions of his people, he learned six languages, including even Gaelic. He rode circuit and founded parishes. A priest from this area, Father John Paul Zeller, from the Franciscan Missionaries at EWTN, told me today that his home parish in Pennsylvania had been founded by the saint. Father said, "I like to think that if it wasn't for him and his faith, I wouldn't be a priest." Only God knows fully the many other fruits that St. John Neumann's ministry bore then and is continuing to bear even now. Whenever we hear about these great missionary saints, we should ask ourselves where that loving spirit of yesteryear is today, and pray that it may return and inspire the hearts of new missionaries in our time. Who today is willing to travel to a far-off land, become fluent in several new languages, adapt to a much different way of life, sacrifice by riding on horseback from place to place in sometimes extreme conditions, much more extreme than the weather we're having here, and ultimately die of fatigue and exhaustion from having given all in the service of Christ? If all of the recent popes have spoken vigorously of a call to a new evangelization, we can be sure that there are calls, vocations, from God for new young missionaries today also. May they hear and answer his call. There is a tendency in some places today to see the type of music that we are singing tonight as the domain of specialists, of the educated, the cultured, and the interested. But history also shows us that that could not be further from the truth. It was precisely the missionaries who not only celebrated the Mass in Latin among those whom they evangelized, but also taught them many of the great works of sacred music and Gregorian chant, and led them to compose their own. From the music of Berg that we enjoyed last night, which was composed in an atmosphere of uncertainty and even persecution, to the great Mexican Baroque composers and others who wrote in times of relative serenity, sacred music and the sacred arts have always flourished in the church, whether in the great centers of learning or in the poorest mission fields of the New World. It is God's will that our worship should be beautiful. And so as we join with all the saints and angels this evening in the solemn worship of God, we pray for ourselves, for our parishes, for our places of service and work. We pray that the Lord of beauty and holiness may inspire us to continue this work that he has begun in us. Some have spoken of it as a restoration. Others prefer to see it as a rediscovery. Probably neither of those terms is quite accurate, unless all we are doing is looking back. No, we are looking ahead, drawing out treasures old and new. And I commend especially all of you who are involved in the work of composition and training others. May St. John Neumann intercede for us this night and obtain for us that spirit by which each one of us may make a total gift of self according to his respective state in life, and so serve Almighty God in beauty and in holiness, as he deserves. Amen.